家平安。
大家下午好。
下午好。Now remember, next week is the last time you can give to the Ukraine orphanage.
我们再次提醒大家，下周主日十二月一号是我们那个给乌克兰的孤儿捐奉献的最截止日期。
Okay, so we're going to take up an offering for the orphans in cash.
所以下周我们会用有一个特别的奉献是现金，收取现金的。
But those of you who pay by bank transfer by check, make sure you put the reference orphan.
如果大家通过网上转账或者支票的形式奉献的话，请一定要注意备注给孤儿院。
Because after next week, we want to send the money to the orphans so they can have a good, warm Christmas.
因为我们在下周之后呢，我们将把所有的那个款项呢都带给他们，让他们在圣诞节之前可以收到，让他们度过一个温暖温馨的圣诞节。
Amen. Hallelujah.Now, so Luke, am I balanced online? Are they okay? Yeah? Okay. Now, today I'm going to talk about Jesus being the baptizer of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit.
今天我跟大家分享的主题是耶稣作为圣灵的施洗者。
It's kind of linked with what I've been previously saying, but it's also separate on its own.
那么可能跟我之前讲的关于圣灵充满的道呢有关联，但是可能也是独立的一个话题。
Can you see behind you the window?This is the doctrine of the Elim Pentecostal Church.
这是我们以灵灵恩派我们教会的那个宗旨。
We call it the Four Square Gospel.
我们称为四福音。
Which is Jesus Christ the Savior.
耶稣作为救主。
The Healer.
医治者。
The Baptizer.
施洗者。
And the Coming King.
还有一个再来的君王。
It used to be the Five Gospel.
以前呢是好像
five aspects of the gospel.
那么是福音的五方面。
Sanctifier, he's also the sanctifier.
他也是那个让我们成圣者。
Now, so we're talking about Jesus, the baptizer.
我们今天强调是耶稣作为这个圣灵的施洗者。
You know, it is God's plan and His love to give us His Holy Spirit.
是父神的旨意，也是他的爱来赐给我们圣灵。
Because God wants to give us power.
因为神想赐给我们能力。
The church is a very powerful being.
我们教会应该是一个很有能力的
一个肢体。We are very powerful people.
我们也是很有蛮有能力的一群人。
When we have the Holy Spirit.
当我们有圣灵在我们当
中。Because He is power.
因为圣灵自己就是能力。
And that's why without power is not how God wants us to live.
所以如果我们没有这个能力，也是神不想让我们就是过活的一个方式。
You see, God's plan was to always give us the Holy Spirit.
父神的计划是总是要赐给我们圣灵。
Because in the Old Testament, only the king, the priest, and the prophet had the Holy Spirit.
在旧约当中，只有那些君王、祭司还有先知才有领受圣灵。
And so, when you were part of Israel, when you looked, you were always admiring these three offices.
所以嘛，作为以色列的百姓，在旧约当中，他们总是非常羡慕那些唯有能可以领受圣灵的那些人。
Because it means God is with them.
因为代表说圣灵神与他们同在。
And so everybody wanted the Spirit on them.
在那个时候，大家都很渴慕有圣灵的恩膏。
But God's plan was always to give His Spirit to all people.
但是神的心意是要把圣灵降给所有的人。
And His plan is amazing.
神的计划是很奇妙的。
You know, Jesus is not just Savior.
我们的主不光只是救主。
Because when Jesus was crucified, he was called the Passover Lamb.
当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他被称为逾越节羔羊。
Amen. But in Passover, the lamb was just slaughtered, and that was it.
我们知道在旧约当中，他们过逾越节的时候，那个被逾越节羔羊只是被宰杀而已。
But notice, Jesus had to suffer under the Romans' torture.
但是我们看到我们的主在被钉十字架之前，他要受这些罗马士兵的鞭打和折磨。
He was punched, spat on, whipped, wore a crown of thorns.
他被击打，被唾沫，被藐视，被然后戴上这个荆棘的冠冕。
But the Passover lamb never, you did not see the Passover lamb, the priest going to punch the Passover lamb.
但是我们在旧约中没有看到，当祭司他们献这个逾越节羔羊的时候，他们并没有去击打这个羔羊，不是吗？
See, Jesus being tortured is not part of the Passover lamb.
所以耶稣他受到这些折磨和鞭打，并不是作为逾越节羔羊而受的。
He didn't need to do any of that.
因为如果这是做逾越节羔羊，他不需要经历这些。
Because if Jesus just died for us on the cross without having to be tortured, we will be saved. Still.
因为作为逾越节羔羊，只需要在被十字架钉死、流血，然后我们就能有救赎。
Because that's all the Passover lamb did.
这就是逾越节羔羊所做的，能成就的。
Yet, he suffered.
但是他却选择要受苦。
They spat on him.
他们吐唾沫在他身上。
They whipped him.
他们鞭打他。
They punched him.
他们击打他。
They pulled his beard.
然后他们拉扯他的胡须。
And they put a crown of thorns.
并且把这个荆棘的冠冕戴在他头上。
He suffered.
他受苦。
But Isaiah says to us, the reason why is because he is the healer.
以赛亚先知告诉我们，为什么会这样，是因为他是那个医治者。
Amen? By his stripes we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Healing is not part of the lamb. Healing was part of Jesus' suffering.
那么这个医治并不是从他的那个不是从他流血而来，是他的受苦而来的。
That's why we have to believe in healing. We have to contend for healing because Jesus suffered for us.
所以为什么我们要相信医治？我们要来获取这个医治，是耶稣他受苦为我们换来的。
Don't let it go to waste.
不要让这个白白所浪费了。
It is extra benefit that he negotiated with the Father.
这是主耶稣给父神单独为我们。
Father, not only am I going to die, but I want to do something extra.
So 我知道我今天要为他们而死，但是我要为他们做一些额外的更多的。
I will suffer so that they can be healed.
我想为他们受苦，以致他们可以得医治。
Isn't that the love of God?
当我们想到这里的时候，难道不是神的爱吗？
What about the baptizer?
那么关于这个施洗者又是什么呢？
He is the healer.
他是医治者。
But he's also the baptizer.
他也是圣灵的施洗者。
You see.Jesus not only was the healer, he's also the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣不光只是医治者，他同时也是圣灵的施洗者。
It is something has nothing to do with our salvation.
这个跟我们的救恩是完全没有关系的。
It is also something that he received for on our behalf.
也是主按为我们所获取的。
Amen.So the Father wants to give us the Holy Spirit.
所以父神想赐给我们圣灵。
He has a plan.
他有个计划。
How does he do it?
如何来成就这件事呢？
First, he gives the Spirit to the man Jesus.
首先他把圣灵赐给作为人的耶稣。
Jesus received the Spirit first.
主他自己领受这个圣灵。
At his baptism.
在他受水洗的时候。
So that...He can give it to us.
当他自己领受了，他才可以赐给我们。
Because remember the picture is Moses received the Spirit, and the Spirit then went on to the 70 elders.
记得我们之前讲的，在旧约当中，摩西领受了圣灵，然后这个圣灵从摩西身上又转移给七十位长老。
So when Jesus received the Spirit, not only did he receive the Spirit for himself, for being the Messiah, for his ministry.But it was also at the same time that he can become the baptizer in order to give us that spirit which is upon him.
所以当主耶稣他受洗领受圣灵，圣灵降临在他身上，不光是来给他能力，让他作为一个弥赛亚来装备他的施工，同时他领受这个圣灵来赐给我们，成为一个施洗者。
That has nothing to do with the Passover lamb.
那么这个施洗者的身份跟他作为逾越节羔羊是没有关联的。
Nothing to do with our salvation.
也跟我们的救赎没有关系。
But it is a gift from God.
这是从另外从神来的一个恩赐。
Just like healing is a gift from God.
医治也是从神来一个恩赐。
It's God's love.
是神在他的爱中所赐给我们。
That's why the word, Greek word for gift is charismata, which means grace gift.
所以我们说这个礼物其实是一个恩典，神的恩赐给我们。
Amen. Healing is a grace gift.
医治也是从神来的一个恩赐。
And so is giving his spirit is a gift from God.
所以同样这个神所赐给我们的圣灵也是他的恩赐。
Amen. It's called the promise of the Father.
这是父神所应许的圣
灵。In other words, the Father has always planned to give us the Spirit.
换言之，父神总是在他的心意当中已经定义要赐给我们圣灵。
But the way he did it was through Jesus Christ.
所以他做成就这件事的方法就是借着他的爱子耶稣。
Amen. That's the love of God.
这是父神对我们的
爱。Now let's have a look at some scripture.
让我们来看一些
经文。You see, Luke captured this.
在路加呢，他真的记载了这一点。
Luke is trying to tell you this.
路加呢，想把这一切告诉我们。
And what you do is you read Luke and Luke only, and you begin to trace the narrative, what Luke is saying to us throughout the book of Luke and Acts, and you begin to see the fingerprints of God.
所以，如果我们来只是专注的读《路加福音》和《使徒行传》，我们会看到他那个脚中，他一步步形容如何主来成就这件事的。
That you see that Jesus is the baptizer.
我们可以看到，在他的描述当中，耶稣是作为这个圣灵的施洗者。
And throughout Luke and Acts, you see that he gives you the Holy Spirit.
那我们在《路加福音》和《使徒行传》都看到他作为这个圣灵的施洗者。
It's one of the.
他赐给我们
圣灵。It's one of the threads of story that throughout you can see it clearly.
就是贯穿他整本书的那个思想。
So we see in Luke chapter 3 verse 16, he said, John answered them all saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
路加福音的三章十六节，约翰对众人说：“我是用水给你们施洗，但有一位的能力比我更大的要来，我就是给他解鞋带也不配。他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。”
Let's just pay attention to what John is saying.
这里施洗约翰讲的，我们来听一听。
According to John,
这是施洗约翰所说的。
There is some, he said, I am just baptizing people in water.
他说：“我只是用水给你们施洗。”
We pastors and brothers and sisters, we are just baptizing people in water.
就好像我们牧师啊那些长老，我们只是给众人用水施洗。
But then John is saying, however, there is somebody so mighty, so glorious that none of us can do what he does.
但是他说将要来的这一位的能力是如此的大，我们在这里的每一个人，没有一个人可以跟他相比。
In other words, John is saying.I just merely baptize you with water, but the one who's coming after me will give you something absolutely fantastic.
所以施洗约翰在说，我们只是用水，只不过用水给你们施洗。但是将要来这一位呢，他们所做的是超乎常人，非常惊讶的。
What you just read there is what John is saying. Listen, something mighty, something precious, something so great that I can't give you.Because I'm not worthy, but someone is coming. He can give you this.
他说将要来的这一位，他的能力如此的大，如此的奇妙。他说我给他解鞋带也不配。他要做的这件事情是非常奇妙、非常伟大的。
He can give you the Holy Spirit.
他会用圣灵把圣灵所赐给你。
That's why we need to stand strong. That this is a truth from the Bible.
所以我们必须要站立得稳，因为这个真理是从圣经而来的。
Let no man steal this gift from God to you.
不要让任何人偷取了神所要赐给你的这个恩赐。
The church can baptize you in water, but only Jesus can baptize you in the Holy Spirit.
教会只能用水给你施洗，但唯有耶稣可以用圣灵为你施洗。
It is something the church can't do.
这也是教会众人所做不到的。
Because we can't do it, doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
我们不能做，并不代表这个事情不存在。
It is a truth that is black and white in the Bible.
这是一个真理，在非常黑字白字在圣经当中写得很清楚的。
Jesus is the same today and forever.
耶稣一直都是过去、现在、将来是同样的。
If he baptized people in the Holy Spirit then 2,000 years ago, he's also going to baptize me today.
2000年前主耶稣会用圣灵为他们施洗，今天的我们同样他也会为我们施洗。
Because it is a promise of the Father.
因为这是父给我们的应许。
It's God's love gift to me.
这是在神爱中所赐给我们的。
It is his unto. His grace.
因为这是神给我们的恩赐。恩典。
If God loves me, he will give me the Holy Spirit.
如果神知道我的心，他一定会赐给我。
But like I said last week, but we have, it's conditional.
就像我上周讲的，这是一个有条件的。
We have to say yes, Lord.
我们必须跟神说，是的，主。
I want your power.
我想要得到你的能力。
Amen. And humble ourselves.
我们要谦卑的来，我们自己来到神面
前。And still remember, we're still in the Book of Acts.
记住，我们还是在《使徒行传》这个时代哦。
If it's good enough for the disciples, it's good enough for me.
如果门那个时候门徒行得通，我们今天也行得通。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So here he mentions Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit, and it is.Precious.
这里说耶稣是圣灵的施洗者，而且是非常宝贵的。
And then in the same chapter, immediately moved to another scene.
然后在同一个章节，在后面的经文就去到另外一个场景。
So here Luke is introducing Jesus as the baptizer. What does he do then? The next scene, flick, he's in the water.
那么路加在这里是介绍耶稣他会成为这个圣灵的施洗者那么接着下一个场景就是耶稣他自己受这个水洗
Luke is saying this is how he's going to do it
然后路加就慢慢在向我们
This is how he's going to become the baptizer
说耶稣如何会做
到这一点 Why did he have to receive it during his baptism? Because that is a shadow That is a rehearsal of what he's going to do to you and me
所以就是路加现在告诉我们耶稣他在受的水洗这个场景就是他将来要为你我所做的一个场景的一个演
As John baptizes people in water He will baptize us in the Holy Spirit
就好像耶稣会受圣灵的洗他同样也会用圣灵来为我们
洗 You see the parallel in this verse
当我们看到这个经文
Because that's how he's going to do it
就是主同样要这样对我们做
He's going to receive the Holy Spirit
他自己领受圣灵
As a man
作为一个人子
although he's God
虽然他是百分之百的神
he's going to receive the Holy Spirit
他自己也要领受圣灵
not only for himself
不光只是为他自己
but for us
也为了你我
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
and it reads here in verse 21 now when all the people were baptized when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying the heavens were opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily formLike a dove, and a voice from the heaven, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased.
这里路加福音三章二十一节记着说，众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗。他正祷告的时候，天开了，圣灵降在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子，又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜爱你。
So Luke shows you, this is how he's going to do it. He's going to receive the Spirit.
路加是向我们写明主是如何会做到首先他会领受圣灵
And then the camera moves to another scene
然后那个镜头呢又去到另外一个场景
In chapter 4
然后在第四章里面
As soon as Jesus was baptized what happened to him? The Holy Spirit took him into the wilderness to be tempted for 40 days and 40 nights
当耶稣他受了水洗领受了圣灵以后马上圣灵就把耶稣带到那个旷野当中受试探
Everyone know that story?
It
happened as soon as he came away from his baptism, he went into the wilderness to be tempted for 40 days.
所以当这个事情发生是在主一受了水洗之后领受了圣灵他就去到旷野被试探40昼夜。
And when he triumphed over the devil, what happened?
当他胜过了魔鬼的试探之后
Verse 14 in chapter 4 says, this is a second scene of the camera. What happened to the baptizer? First you saw him,receiving the Holy Spirit. Then the camera moves on to where?
Wilderness.
To the wilderness. And then he shows what happened after the wilderness in verse 14.
好这个镜头呢首先是看到耶稣受了水洗圣灵降临在身上然后耶稣去到旷野被魔鬼试探胜过了试探以后那么十四节去到这里就是他去到加利利的会
堂 The Bible says in verse 14 and 15, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit.Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! 这里说耶稣带着圣灵的能力回到了加利利。
It's now depicting to you what baptism of the Spirit is like. When the Holy Spirit come on you, there's power.
所以现在这里给我们一个预言，告诉我们当圣灵受了圣灵的施洗的时候，会有怎么样一个状态，是有能力的。
And he begins his ministry.
然后耶稣开始他在地上的事工。
He said the power of the Spirit to the Galilee, and a report about him went out.Through all the surrounding country, and he taught this in the synagogue, being glorified by all.
所以他在说这里十四节，耶稣带着圣灵的能力回到加利利，他的名声传遍了四方，他在各会堂里教导人，众人都称赞他。
So here again we see the camera.
所以这里这个镜头。
He gets baptized, the Holy Spirit come upon him in his baptism. Then he moves into the wilderness. And then he moves into his ministry with power.
所以我们再回顾这个镜头，是他受了水洗，圣灵降临在他身上，他带着能力被试探，然后胜过仇敌，然后开始他在地上的施工。
And then the camera, in same chapter,
然后在同一个章里面,
it moves to verse 18.
然后这个镜头去到十八节这里。
He goes into the synagogue.
但是他去到犹太人的会堂。
He was full of the Holy Spirit.
这里他被圣灵的能力所充满。
Moving in power.
带着能力来施工。
And people see this happening to him.
然后众人见到他身上。
And people say, "What is this?"
然后众人见到说
，How come he's here? What's happening here?"
他说为什么有这样的事
情发生？Because we just read people glorified him.
我们看到众人都称赞他。
And people say, "What's happening?"
到底耶稣身上发生了什么？
And then the camera moves to the next scene. He goes into the synagogue.
然后这个镜头去到这个会堂里面。
Takes this Isaiah.
然后这里主打开以赛亚的书卷。
And he opens the scroll.
打开那个书卷。
Without saying a word, he was telling everybody what's happening.
他一句话没有说，直接让他开始读这个经文。
And this is what he said.
他这里说
，The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
他说主的灵在我身上。
The Holy Spirit has come upon me.
他说圣灵已经在我的身上了。
That's why you see power.
这就是为什么你在我身上看到能力了。
That's why you see me doing mighty deeds.
为什么你看我行了神迹奇事？
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he says, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor, he sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering the sight to the blind.And set at liberty those who are oppressed to proclaim the Lord's favor, the year of the Lord's favor.
他说，因为他用高高我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我宣告被掳的得释放，失明的得看见，受压迫的得自由，宣告神悦纳人的喜年。
You see, the most exciting bit is when you read this, you're thinking, great.
当我们读这里，让人很兴奋，你会觉得哇，这经文很棒。
But do you remember what I just said right at the beginning?
有没有记得我刚刚前面提到的最开始是怎样的一个场景？
Not only is the Spirit come upon him,
不光是那个灵降在主的身上，
so that Jesus can go and preach the good news,
不光是他可以来带着能力传福音，
set the captives free,
来让被掳的得释放，
as it described in verse 18 and 19,
就好像在以赛亚书这里他宣告十八章到十九节所形容的，
that same Spirit that is upon him is also upon us,
在主耶稣身上同样的灵今天也在你我的身上。
Let me ask you, what is it for?
让我告诉你，这个灵是为什么用处呢？
What is the Holy Spirit for?
圣灵降下给我们。
Why is the Holy Spirit upon you and me?
为什么圣灵今天降在你我的身上呢？
Because you can also read this, because we're sharing in the ministry of Christ.
因为我们同样也可以做这样的事情，我们是共享耶稣基督的施工。
If the Holy Spirit came on him in order so that he can proclaim the good news.So when we receive the Holy Spirit, we are doing the same thing.
所以当主领受了圣灵，他可以宣告神的国的时候，同样的灵在你我的身上，我们也可以做同样的事情。
So what Jesus read there is also for us.
所以主在这里引用了以赛亚的经文，今天同样也适用于我们。
Amen.
Amen.
But he couldn't do that straight away.
但主他并没有一开始就做这样的事情。
Jesus couldn't share the Holy Spirit with us straight away.
他不可能一来就跟我们共享这个圣灵。
Because he have not yet died and been glorified yet.
因为他还没有死并且得着荣耀。
He is not yet inaugurated as the King of the universe.
他还没有被提升到作为一个宇宙的君王。
Because after his death came the resurrection, and after the resurrection, which is what Pentecostal miss out, is the ascension.
所以因为当主死以后是他的死里复活，之后是他的升天，这也是我们。
And when Jesus ascended, he did not send as a ghost, as a spirit.
所以主他升天的时候不是作为好像一个鬼是一个灵身。
And that is why Luke had to record this twice.
所以路加会在两次来提到这里。
Amen. So when Jesus ascended, it wasn't just like some invisible ghost.Spirit that floated up into heaven.
主他死里复活升天的时候并不是好像一个不明之物 很隐喻的然后升到天堂
Luke makes sure that you understood it was a bodily ascension
路加确保我们明白主的升天是一个有形有体的升天
The same Jesus a man
同样一位主作为人子的耶稣
And in the end of Luke and the beginning of Acts Luke recalled this twice
在路加福音的结尾和在使徒行传开始，路加记录了两次。
That they saw Jesus with their own eyes.
他们用他们的肉眼见证主的升天。
Amen. If they saw him with his own eyes,
如果他们肉眼见到主的升天
，It means Jesus went up in a physical form.
就说明主的升天是带着他的肉身而升天的。
That means it's not a pre-incarnated Christ going back. It is a man Jesus going up.
所以耶稣不是作为灵的形式升天，他是一个有一个有形有体的一个升天。
Very important.
这一点很重要。
Jesus came to Mary as a spirit, but returned as a man.
所以主的降生是圣灵感孕而生，但是他的升天是有一个身体的。
He was a man as well as God.
他是百分之百的人，也是百分之百的神。
So that when he went to heaven,
所以当他进入天堂以后
，he sat down on the throne.
他坐在宝座上
，as a man.
作为人。
Then he reigned as a king, as a man.
他以人子的身份来做君王。
Very, very important to the ascension doctrine that he's a man as well as God.
所以当他升天这个点上面我们是他以神人的形式升天很重要
He sat there
然后他在宝座上坐下
Ruling as a king of the universe
他作为世界的君王这个宇宙万物的王来掌权
And what did he do?
他做什么
The father then took the spirit and gave it to us
然后父把耶稣身上的灵降下赐给你我
And when did he give it to us?
他什么时候赐下的呢
Acts chapter 2
就是在使徒行传第二章
So when Jesus told the disciple to wait, it was basically wait for him to be ascended first.
所以主叫他的门徒等候，在耶路撒冷等候，就是等候他升天以后才降下圣灵。
You know, if I was time traveling back, the older Joshua goes back 40 years to the younger Joshua.
如果我们借着那个时光机哈，回到四十年前。我们四十年前的我们
I will tell the young Joshua
我会告诉年轻那个四十年前的 Joshua
Stop showing off
你不要自以为是、啊、
Humble yourself
谦虚点啊
Listen
好好听
Jesus is alive
耶稣是活着的哦
He is ascended
他已经升入高天
He is king.
他现在成为王了
And that's why you are being baptized in the spirit because he is king
就是我们现在为什么要受圣灵的洗是因为他已经成为王坐在宝座上
That's why after the baptism of the Holy Spirit comes the fourth doctrine
所以圣灵的施洗就是我们第四个福音的内容
He comes back as a man
他作为一个人回来来为我们施洗
Hallelujah You see every time when we pray in tongues and when weare moving in power, it is just confirming that Jesus is reigning.
所以每次当我们讲方言的时候，或者我们带着圣灵的能力来行事的时候，就再次确认我们的主坐王掌权。
When I'm speaking in tongues, I'm confessing Jesus Christ is King and He's reigning as Lord.
当我们用方言在祷告的时候，灵里祷告的时候，我们其实宣告主坐王掌权。
Amen. So when Jesus opened that scroll, He's confirming the prophecy of Himself.
所以当耶稣打开这个书卷的时候他是在确认这个以赛亚书的那个预言在他的身上
Luke is trying to convey to us
所以这也是路加想要告诉我们的一个讯息
that the Father wants to give us the Holy Spirit
就是父神要赐给我们圣灵
and that the Holy Spirit is a gift
圣灵是一个恩赐
to me you've seen this verse before it is so clear in Matthew chapter 7 verse 11 and when you compare it withLuke chapter 11, 13. It is so clear. So, so clear. Let's have a look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 11 first. If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give you good things to those who ask him.
我们比较两段经文，在马太福音七章十一节和在路加福音的十一章十三节，这里讲：你们虽然不好，上也知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，他岂不更要把好东西赐给求他的人吗？让我们
notice what this is about: the father giving something to their children, right? And he uses the word good gifts.
所以这里其实讲说父把东西给他们的儿女，这里讲到一个好东西。
A good gift.
一个好的东西。
As a father, surely I want to give my children the best.
作为父母，我们肯定想把最好的东西赐给你的儿女。
Yes, like, I really desire to pass on the best doctrine I discover to my children.
就好像我想把我发现的对圣经那种最好的见解和启示
Or the most precious watch, or your most precious gift that you got to your children.
或者我们在地上，我们觉得最珍贵的一些财宝，要遗传给他们，
传承给他们。Tell us what that is.
路加在路加福音当中就告诉我们，这里说的好东西是什么。
What is the best gift that God can give you and me?
神能可以给我们的最好的东西是什么呢？
所以 Matthew, 最好的东西是什么？钱，
可能很多人说最好的东西是不是 money, the best thing?
Yeah, we all thinking, 主啊，我求你给我钱。
We were praying to God, give us money, please.
给我老公。
Give me a spouse.
老婆。
A good husband, a good wife.
Yeah, you can ask for all lots of things.
我们可以问各种各样的好东，所谓的好东西。
And so, what has God got in mind?
但是神心中他的定义的好东西是什么呢？
Because if it's money, he would have given us all money.
如果真的钱是个好东西，他可能把这钱就给我们
了。If it's the best thing,
如果是神认为最好的东西的话，
all of us will be so rich.
我们可能每个人都非常的富有。
As soon as we become Christian, suddenly your bank account full.
可能如果真的这个钱是好东西，可能在神我们在我们信主的时候，
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
神就会把钱赐给我们。
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
会不会很好呢？我们的银行账户
钱
就很多钱。
Sister, you know, if you give your life to Christ, the next miracle when you go home and check online, there's £1 million in your bank account.
所以如果真的是这样子的话，你给下次给人家传福音说啊，姊妹，你知道，如果信主的好处就是，如果你信了主，你回家看你的银行账户，马上你的存款就
Because the Father give you good things.
因为神说嘛，他会把好东西给你。
Wouldn't preaching the gospel be so easy?
那如果这样传福音不是好容易？
Whoever gives their life to Christ will have £1 million.
凡信把生命给耶稣人都会有100万。
Amen. It'll be so easy.
哇，如果这样子的话，不是好容易传福音。
Except what the Father sees as a good thing is not the same as us.
但是很遗憾的是，父所认为好的东西跟我们认为好的东西可能不一致。
But who is right, you or God?
但是谁是对的呢？是神的认知对还是我们呢？
You see, there's one more thing I would tell the young Joshua.
还有一东西我要告诉可能四十年的 Joshua.
If I travel back in time,
如果我坐时光机回到以前
I said, be humble. Don't try to be too clever. Don't try to be too clever.
不要什么
Don't try and be too clever.
不要好像自以为很聪明
Humble yourself.
谦虚点哦
Stop arguing with God.
不要再跟神去争执
And obey him.
然后还是听神的话。
Because he's more clever than you.
他比你聪明多了。
Amen. I tell you, I spent most of my life arguing with God.
我以前常常跟神理论。
You know, I felt I got anointing to be his advisor.
我觉得我自己有恩膏来告诉神要做什么。
Advising God how he should do things.
告诉神他应该怎么为我做事情。
Anybody like me?
有没有人像我一样
？Telling him, you know, the politics like, should be done this way.
你告诉神说，其实你知道这政权应该按照这个方式来
走。Every day I offer to him so many suggestions.
我每天给神很多建议。
Especially about myself.
特别是关乎我自己的事情。
But I would say to the young Joshua.
但是我觉得我现在给我年轻时的人 Joshua 说
，Be quiet.
你最好闭嘴，不要说那么多，好好听就好了。
To what he has to say.
你要好好听神要对你说的话。
Amen. I would say to the young Joshua, spend more time listening than talking.
我要对我年轻的就想说花更多的时间听少点说少说话
Amen. So we see so the same verse we look in Luke chapter 11 verse 13 said if then you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children How much more will the Heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
所以路加福音十一章十三节这里就说到，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父他岂不更要把圣灵赐给求他的人吗？
I hope you notice.
我希望大家注意到这两段经文哈。
Words is ask Him.
最其实最难的是那寻求他的人，求问他的人。
Conditional.
这其实有条件的哦。
You have to ask him.
你要去询问神。
That is why none of this, like, oh, if I get saved, I'll receive the Holy Spirit. Why am I? Do I need to receive again?
很多人说哦，我已经领受圣灵，为什么我还要领受圣灵
？Because you've got to ask him.
因为你已经，你必须要去求问神。
Oh, if God wants to give to me, He'll give to me. You have to ask him.
有些人可能很消极的说哦，如果神想给我，他就给我了。
主啊，求你给我圣灵。主啊，充满我。
Lord, please fill me, and Lord, please give me the Holy Spirit.
Amen. He said, "If you do that, what did He promise?"
但是说，当我们去求他的时候，神的应许是什么呢？
He will give you the Holy Spirit.
他就一定会把圣灵赐给你。
Why?
为什么？
Because it's the most precious gift He can give you.
因为是作为父，他把他最宝贵的东西要赐给我们。
I will go and tell this young Joshua.
我要给四十年级的 Joshua 一个建议哈。
I will reappear to him the third time.
我可能会第三次在他面前出现。
I will tell him.
我会告诉他哦。
You slow to realize, young man.
哇，年轻人啊，你真的是太你后知后觉啊。
When you have the Holy Spirit,
当你有圣灵的时候
，you have everything.
你就有一切了。
Amen. Amen. Because God knows, when you have the Holy Spirit, you have.Everything.
因为神知道，父神知道，我们拥有圣灵的时候，我们就拥有一切。
There is no problem too hard for him.
在他里面没有任何难成的事。
There is no lack that he cannot meet.
没有任何的缺乏是他无法能供应的。
There is no problem that he cannot resolve.
没有任何的问题是他无法解决的。
Amen. Amen. This is why the Holy Spirit has been given the task to fellowship with us.
这是为什么圣灵赐下的原因是在与我们团契。
But we need to ask him.
但是有条件是我们要来求他。
Come and fill me.
我们来求他圣灵来求来充满我们。
We need to ask Jesus, come and baptize me.
我们要求主耶稣来为我们施洗圣灵。
And when you are baptized, you need to daily ask him, Holy Spirit, fill me.
当我们受了这个施洗以后，我们每天要求神来充满我们。
You see the two stages.Once, right, is baptism, is once. Filling is ongoing.
所以我们看到有两点。那么受圣灵施洗是一次性的，那么之后还要不断的持续不断的被充满。
Notice who am I asking? Jesus, baptize me in the Holy Spirit.
首先我们要求耶稣来用圣灵为我们施洗。
Once.
一次性的。
Yes, you get baptized.
是的，然后我们会领受这个圣灵。
And then every day,Fill me, Holy Spirit.
然后在之后的每一天，我们要求圣灵来充满我们。
Fill me, Holy Spirit.
每一天来充满我们。
充满我 ，Holy Spirit.
Fill me, Holy Spirit.
Amen. And remember, the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit is to also fellowship with you, to talk to Him. So you got Him on the inside, and you got Him on the outside.
所以不要忘记那个。内住的圣灵也在里面，我们与他交流。然后不光是内面里面的充满，还有外面的穿戴。
It sounds confusing, but just remember, whenever it's fellowship, it's the indwelling presence of God. Whenever it's power, it's the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以其实听上去很混淆，但是其实是，如果是团契是内在的圣灵，但是如果带有能力是圣灵的施行。
Whenever it's the gift, it's to do with power. It's to fill me, Lord.
如果是用要需要神的恩膏和能力，那我们需要圣灵的充满。
Now, every time when you got a job to do, every time when you got a ministry to do, you need the filling of the Holy Spirit.
所以每次我们有神的工作、神的事工要做，我们需要圣灵的能力的充满。
That's why in Luke you also read that Mary when he saw Gabriel, he said the Holy Spirit came on her.
所以当在
and filled, sorry, the Holy Spirit, so she was filled with the Holy Spirit. Why?
让我们看玛丽，当时她见到天使，她也被圣灵充满。
Why did she need to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
为什么当时天使长见到玛丽，她也被圣灵充满呢
？She got a job to do.
因为她神有一份工作要她去做。
What's the job?
什么工作呢
？Bear Jesus.
就是要受孕。
You understand?
身住耶稣。
Every time when someone needs to prophesy, they need to be filled with the Spirit.
所以当那先知他们要发预言的时候，他们也需要被圣灵所充满。
So every job that we got to do, we need to be filled.
所以当我们要为神做工的时候，我们就需要这个圣灵充满。
So the more we are filled, the more jobs we can do.
我们更多的充满，就更多可以做更多的事情。
Hallelujah. You see, here clearly, the gift is the Holy Spirit.
在这里我们看这两段经文一对比就很清楚，这个好东西就是指圣灵。
That the good gift is the Holy Spirit that the Father wants to give us.
所以这里除了那个好东西，就是父想要赐给我们的。
And then we need to ask Him.
然后我们都这里都提到说我们要求他。
So remember three points.
所以
good gifts is what the Father wants to give us. It's the Holy Spirit.
所以三点，第一点是好东西是父神要赐给我们的。
Yeah, the good gift is the Holy Spirit, and then we need to ask Him.
然后呢，这个好东西就等于这个圣灵，还有个条件就是我们需要来求他。
So then we move to Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5.
让我们看到使徒行传1章4到5节。
And Jesus is saying this to them, right? And while staying with them, He ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which He said, You have heard from me, for John baptized you with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
好, 这里说耶稣和他们聚集的时候, 主父他们说, 不要离开耶路撒冷, 但要等候父的应许, 就是你们听见我说过的, 约翰是用水施洗, 但过了不多几天, 你们要在圣灵里受洗。
So here we see the promise of the Father.
所以这里我们看到的是父的应许,
is the baptism of the Spirit.
其实就是圣灵的施洗。
Right?
对。
Right? Just now we read, the gift, good gift, is the Holy Spirit.
刚刚我们也看到那个经文说好东西等于圣灵。
Here we see the promise of the Father is the baptism.
然后我们这里看到父的应许就是圣灵的施洗。
So, is the promise of the Father the gift?
那么父的这个应许是不是就是一个好东西呢?
Is that what Luke is talking about, the good gift?
这里讲这个圣灵的父的应许是不是路加讲的这个神的恩赐呢?
Amen, it is.
Amen, 是的。
So is the baptism of the Holy Spirit receiving the Spirit?
所以圣灵的施洗就是我们领受圣�ing。
Is the baptism of the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit come upon me?
圣灵的施洗就是圣灵降临在我们身上。
Is that what Luke is talking about?
其实是不是路加在前面提到的呢?
I personally believe that's what he's talking about. He said, how much more when you ask for the Holy Spirit? I believe that is to do with the baptism, the filling, the pour, the you know, 圣灵充满你, the filling of the Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以我相信路加他前面说的，我们求神，父神他赐给我们这个好东西，就是这里讲的圣灵的施洗和圣灵的充满。
Notice this phrase. Jesus said, right, you have heard from me. John baptized you with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Remember that phrase.
记住这段话，耶稣说，主说，你们听我说过，约翰是用水施洗，但是过不了多久，我要用圣灵为你们受洗。
Because we see that phrase come up again.
因为我们会在接下来会看这个经文再出现。
Where?
在哪里呢?
In Acts chapter 11.
在使徒行传的11章会再出现这个经文。
When Cornelius got saved.
当哥尼流他们全家
Do you remember when they were listening to Peter's preaching, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and the Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 46, and they spoke in tongues.
在这里说彼得跟他们传讲福音，他们领受了神的道，然后圣灵降临在他们身上，他们开口讲方言。
All right, let me repeat. In Acts chapter 10, verse 45 to 46, it says that then the Spirit fell upon them, onto Cornelius, and they spoke with tongues.
这里说《使徒行传》10章的45到46节说，当圣灵降临在他们身上，哥尼流全家身上的时候，他们就开口说方言。
Peter later on described that falling down, the Spirit coming down, as the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
彼得呢，把这个圣灵降临在他们身上，形容是圣灵的施洗。
So the evidence is black and white.
所以这个证据是非常清楚的。
So let's go and see that.
好，让我们来。
I hope you're following me.
我希望大家明白。
Yeah.
能接上
我。So chapter 11 verse 15 to verse 16, Peter now is explaining to the Jews in the council.
所以这里呢，《使徒行传》十一章，这里是彼得在跟犹太那些长老们在解释发生的事情。
Because they say, "How can the Gentiles be saved?"
因为那些犹太人说，那些外邦人如何也可以得救呢
？And Peter is basically saying they are being saved because I witnessed it with my own eyes.
因为彼得在就跟他们辩论说，他们真的得救了，因为我用我的眼亲眼见证了他们的得救。
And he recounted.The Cornelius testimony.
那这里他就再一次把哥尼流他们全家如何得救、受圣灵施洗的这个事情引用出来。
So verse 15, he says, "As I began to speak, this is Peter. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, just as on us at the beginning, when it fell on them and spoke in tongues, just like in Acts chapter 2. And I remember the words. What does he remember?" Those exact words. John baptized you with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
他说我一开始讲话圣灵就降在他们身上正如当初降在我们身上一样我就想起主的话如何说、
Hallelujah.
什么话呢就是刚刚在约翰、哦、在使徒行传第一章讲的
I hope I have just proven to you what Luke talks about the good gift being the Holy Spirit.Is actually the promise of the Father through baptism.
我想跟大家证明的是，在路加他所提到的是父神要赐给我们的好东西，就是圣灵，也是在使徒行传讲的是父的应许，圣灵的施洗。
The promise of the Father.
父的应许
is the good gift.
也是神要赐给我们的好东西。
The promise of the Father is the best gift.
神的应许就是最好的礼物，最好的一个恩赐。
What He can give you.
是他所能给予我们的。
Apart from salvation, the Holy Spirit is the most important gift from God.
除了 救恩以外，圣灵是父所能赐给我们的最好的礼物。
And that He did it through Jesus.
他借着耶稣来为我们，让我们受洗来领受圣灵。
So when Jesus was baptized in water.
所以当耶稣受了 水洗的时候
The Holy Spirit came on him.
圣灵降临在他身上
And he moved in power.
然后带着能力行事
And it was prophesied by Isaiah, it is the Spirit of the Lord that comes on him.
耶稣的经历正在以赛亚书被预言
What Luke
神的灵降临在身上
is telling us,
路加在告诉我们
That which came on Jesus is the promise of the Father.
降临在耶稣身上的就是这父的应许。
And you can receive him through the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那我们可以借着受圣灵的施洗领受父的这个好东西。
Separate from the salvation work.
是除了救恩以外所要领受的。
Amen. If you believe me today and you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit and you want power, you need to pray and pray and pray.
所以今天你听到我的话你还没有领受圣灵的施洗那么你但想很想要带着能力来侍奉主那么我们就要祷告求问神
Amen And let me finish in verse 17 Peter went on to explain this If then God gave the same what? Gift to them as he gave to usWhen he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way?
这里在《使徒行传》十一章十七节，彼得接着说：“既然神给他们恩赐，像在我们信主耶稣基督的时候给了我们一样，我是谁能拦阻神吗？”
This is why today, brothers and sisters, look at the simplicity of the Scripture.
所以，其实看我们看这个经文是非常的易。就非常清楚非常了然的
It's God's love letter to you and me saying Children, I really love you And I got a gift for you Surprise, surprise, it's Christmas
所以就好像神给我们的情书你知道孩子们我多么的爱你我想要给你一个很重要很珍贵的礼物
And when you open the gift
当我们打开这个礼物的时候
The Holy Spirit come upon you
然后圣灵就降临在你的身上
And you prophesy speaking tongues
然后你开始说方言发预言
And then you go over to Granny who can't walk Be healed in Jesus' name.
然后你去到那个瘸腿的那个老奶奶身边说奉耶稣名得医治。
When you see somebody healed, you see the love of God.
当你看到有人得医治的时候你见证神的爱。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, as a pastor, I have to go through so many people's tragedy and family.
作为牧师我其实会经历见证很多家庭他们那些悲剧
especially,
一些困难。
Especially when they need a miracle.
特别是他们很需要一个很神迹的时候。
Need a healing.
需要神的医治的时候。
As a human being, I can't do anything.
作为一个人我做不了什么。
But clothed with the power of God.
但是当我们穿戴神的能力的时候。
I've got hope.
我就有盼望。
And when I see the person delivered,
我看到那个人得释放得医治的时候
I see the love of God.
我真的亲眼见证神的爱
If I don't see that deliverance,
但是如果我没看到这个释放
I go home.
我回到家
Angry with myself.
我自己会很恼怒我自己
I say to my soul, my soul, my soul, why is it that you cannot help to receive that power from God?
然后我说
Then I ask the Holy Spirit, train me, train me, train me.
然后我说为什么我不能帮助这个人来领受到神的能力呢然后我就祷告圣灵来帮助我
dangerous prayer
如果你有这样祷告可能是个很危险的祷告
Oh God please show me help me and the Holy Spirit are you sure
如果你说圣灵啊求你来向我显示来帮助我
So you start sowing in tears but you reap with joy
你可能会有流泪撒种但是会欢喜收割
You take you through a process.
神就会开始带你经过一个过程
Something opens up inside you.
然后在你里面有东西敞开
To allow the power of God to flow through you.
然后在这个过程当中你会允许神的能力进入里面
I tell you, when you're able to see the miracles that you couldn't see the year before, it is wonderful.
如果你在那不久之后你见证你之前不能经历的那个奇迹的时候
because
是很奇妙的经历
the hope that you can give to someone who's desperate that no doctor, no psychiatrist no, nobody can help that person but the Holy Spirit upon you can help that person that is the love of God
因为当任何其他的东西物质东西不能帮助你面前这个很绝望的人但是你借着神的能力能帮给他带来盼望的时候那么就是神爱显明的
I'm telling you brothers and sisters you can keep your theology
你可以带着你一些理论
You can argue until this is that and that. You can stay within the four walls of the Bible college. But I'm going to believe the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And I'm going to go and heal the sick.
可能你会带着一些神学的那些理论的偏见没有关系但是我相信当神的灵在我身上的时候他会高我来做那些神迹奇事
Amen, because when I see it happen, oh, hallelujah, I see the love of God.
因为当我亲眼见证这个神迹奇事发生的时候我也见证了神的爱
There are times in the ministry when I find people rushing kneeling down on the ground and when I was a young pastor I remember in Norway there was a very famous very important man in the town he was hit by a stroke he was paralyzed
我记得当时我在很多年之前我在挪威正道的时候当时宣教的时候当时有一个在他们那个地区很有名的人因为中风他身体瘫痪
I was only 30 years old
但是我才30出头
and because I was just following this team got nothing else to do and then this woman came pray for my husband
然后当时呢我只是跟那些侍奉的团队一起我当时没有什么事情做然后他的妻子说
said,
请你为我的丈夫祷告
I said, my husband is fully paralyzed with a stroke. He cannot move.
他说那个妻子就说我的丈夫因为中风全身瘫痪
And then brother said, yes, he's a very important man in our town.
然后其他人说哦，是这个人在我们这个当地很有名
Then I said to the woman, you pray.
然后我说那你祷告啊
Because I didn't know what to do.
因为当时我也不知道该怎么做
But she thought I knew what to do.
但是那个妻子以为我知道要做
什么 She held onto my hand and she prayed.
然后他紧紧抓住我的手，使劲祷告。
And I said, "Yes, Lord, yes, Lord." But my hands was going blue.
然后，但是他抓的，我说是的，是神呐、啊。然后他抓住我的手，都让我手都发青。
Then I keep saying, "Amen, Amen, Amen."
我只是不断的重复说 "Amen, Amen."
And when she let go, as blood came back in my hands.
他放开我的，松开我的手的时候，我的手都有那个，就是那个抓痕在里边。
The next day, she and her 19-year-old son came rushing to the front.
然后隔一天呢，他和他十九岁的儿子就赶
said,
跑到那个前台。
Remember this man.
然后当时那个妈妈在我面前指对她儿子说：“
when
你应该记住这个人呢。”
What did I do wrong？
我以为当时我做错了什么事情。她对她儿子说：“你要记得这个人哦。”
And she cried and cried and cried and said, "As soon as I got home, my husband got out of bed and was walking."
Wow, hallelujah. 她说我当时祷告完之后回到家，我一回到家就见到我那瘫痪的丈夫站起来了。
You know, when you see that happen, you see the love of God.
哇，如果我们去经历见证这个事情的时候，你真的会感受到神的爱。
Amen. I've seen what Jesus can do.
我亲眼见证我们的主可以做什么。
And it is a privilege to be a vessel for Him.
是真的是作为这个神的器皿是何等的
荣耀。People think it's us.
很多人觉得是我们能做什么。
But it is not us.
但我们知道不是我们自己
God.
而是神借着我们做什么
And he said remember this I said son remember this man
然后那个妈妈母亲对那个儿子说你要记住这个人哦
I said it's nothing to do with me
我说哦、
ma'am.
跟我一点关系都没有
But I tell you what a privilege
但是我自己那种经历是很
Amen. You can change people's lives
真的经历会改变我们的生命
It's amazing when the Holy Spirit come upon you sometimes very inconvenient
很多时候当圣灵降临上可能你会觉得不方便
But you change people's lives.
但是借着神的能力的神 能力改变人的生命
Only God will know that your hard work your prayers when the Holy Spirit come upon you you will not know the extent until you go to heaven and you see all these people saying thank you thank you
很多时候我们真的不真的是无法想象神借着我们的能力所祝福到那人的生命可能到了需要接纳以后才真正知道多少人因此蒙福
I went to from that church and when one of the pastors saw me he took me to his church
然后当那个牧师见到我的时候他把我带到他的教会
and it was snowing you know in those days right in the winter Norway the snow is really tall
那个时候在冬天哇在挪威
and I got to his little church I got to his little church
然后我们去到他们的教会
and there sat a man in a wheelchair for 6 years
然后在我面前是一个在轮椅上面坐了六年的那个男人
he had to be strapped in leather straps in the wheelchair like this
然后他必须要那个皮带那个袋子把他绑在那个轮椅上面
and they wheeled him in front of me
然后他们把那个瘫痪的人送到我的面前
what will you do?
那个时候你能做什么
what will you do?
你会做什么
I feared
但是我心里面其实很恐惧。
是啦，是啦。
Oh no!
Oh no! And then suddenly I thought nobody knows me here.
但是我说啊，还好这里没有人认识我。
It's the winter out there. Nobody knows.
啊，外面是严冬哈，没有人认识我。
So with faith and with boldness, unstrap him.
然后我说带着那种胆量和信心说，把他的那个袋子给他解开。
He was over there, and I was standing like this.
然后他坐在那边，然后我就站在旁边看着他。
I said, "Bring him to me."
然后说把他带过来。
So I carried him on my back.
然后把他驮在我的背上。
So this man paralyzed, I dragged him. In Jesus' name, be healed.
然后当时那个人他不能行走瘫痪，然后我背在我的背上，然后一直一边走一边说奉耶稣你的医治。
And I shouted on top of my voice.
然后我就哇，就是很大声音在那边
祷告。For about 10 minutes until I couldn't shout anymore.
然后大概大喊了差不多10分钟，直到我嗓音都没有了。
And he was exactly the same. Exactly the same. Can't walk.
然后哦，当时他的情况没有任何的改善。
I put him back on the chair.
然后后来把他放到板凳上。
I said, Holy Spirit, look, I got reputation here.
然后我是圣灵，我还是有脸面的人，好不好
？Whoa, do something.
圣灵，你也是做点事情，好不好
？And then the Holy Spirit said, his left ear is deaf.
然后这个时候圣灵告诉我说他的左边的耳朵是聋的
I said thank you、
哦、感谢主我说感谢你圣灵
Your left ear is deaf
然后我马上说你的右耳是不是聋
Yes it's deaf
他说是的是的听不到
I'm going to pray for you and you're going to hear
然后我说我为你祷告你要听到
So I put a finger in his ear
然后我把我手指放在他左耳上
I said in Jesus name be healed Please please
然后我说奉耶稣名得医治拜托了神一定要医治
And when I took my finger out he saidI can hear.
然后我的手指拿开的时候说 Hallelujah 我可以听到了
Now I thought Wow thank you Lord
我说哇感谢主
I said brother Because your ears healed You will also walk
我说因为你的今天神医治你耳朵你同样要站立起来
I said it without any faith at all
其实当时我没有什么信心的我自己
Because it's a way for me to 莲子 Right?
我的 my face.
Save face. So I quickly left.
当时我说了这个话，我自己赶快就走开了。
But then they invited me back.
但是他们后来又请我回他们教
会。And I said, oh no.
但是我说，哎呀，怎么办呢？如果没有医治怎么办
？This time I took Suzanne, so that was the winter. So I went there in the summer. I went. So my next trip was summer.
哦，当时是第一次是冬天的时候去，然后后来他们再邀请我回去是夏天了，过了几个月。
And I noticed they treated me better.
然后我发现这次他们对我那个待遇好很多哈。
But my heart was thumping when I got to the church.
其实我挺紧张的。
And lo and behold, this man was standing there with a crutch.
然后当时去了教会，站在我面前的之前。冬天见到那个人，他是拄着拐杖站在我的面前。
That was the same man.
同一个人。
He was in a wheelchair.
当时坐在轮椅上无法行走。
Completely couldn't walk.
他当时是完全不能行走。
Now he's walking.
但他现在是可以行走。
With a crutch.
然后拄着拐杖，但是可以行走
了。And he's getting better every day.
然后他之后是后来越来越好，越来越好。
When you see that, you believe in God.
但是当你真的亲眼见证这样的神迹发生的时候，你真的相信神，你见证神的爱。
You see the love of God.
你会看到神的爱。
Amen.
Amen.
Has nothing to do with us.
其实我们没有做什么。
I just demonstrated you had no faith.
其实我跟大家说，其实当时我也没有一点信心。
There's only one thing I did right.
我只做对了一件事情。
I had a go.
就是我壮着胆子做了这个事情。
Amen.As long as it doesn't hurt people, it hurt me, hurt my reputation, who cares?
但是只要没有伤害到别人，也没有伤到我自己的名声，没有关系。
Have a go.
去试一试就好。
When you see somebody's lame, excuse me, sir, do you mind if I try and pray for you?
如果你看到有人瘸腿，你说，哦，不好意思，
And if they say yes, have a go.
如果他们不介意的话，那就为他祷告咯，尝试一下。
Because you never know. As long as you got their permission, you never know.
如果你有这样的许可的话，那你就这样去做。
But when it happens, when it happens,
但如果真的发生的是
，you experience the love of God that no money can buy.
如果真的神就在借着这样一个祷告成就了这个事情，那么你会经历的是没有任何金钱可以换来的一种经历。
And so I'm telling you, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is one of the most important truths in discipleship.
其实我们这个受圣灵施洗是在我门徒培训当中非常非常重要的一个真理。
Because you and I in our lives, we need to know our friend, our God, the Holy Spirit.
因为我们作为基督徒，我们需要认识我们的父神、我们的朋友，还有这个圣灵。
We will experience the love of God for Him.
因为我们为了我们的朋友来经历来见证神的爱。
Let's pray.
好，让我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣
，We are so grateful to you.
我们如此的感恩。
You are so wonderful, Lord.
主啊，你如此的好。
That you gave us the Holy Spirit.
你赐给我们圣灵。
Father, that it is your gift.
父啊，这是你最好的恩赐。
Through your Son.
借着你的爱子耶稣。
Lord, I just pray.
主啊，我祷告。
That anybody who lack anything in this church and online.
今天在我们当中，或者在我们当中，还有在网上，如果我们缺乏。这个好恩赐。
With any problems that we have,
对于我们任何的困难
，we can ask the Holy Spirit.
我们都可以来祈求圣灵。
Help us, Lord.
来帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们。
I encourage you.
我今天鼓励大家。
Whatever problem you have,
不管你现在面对什么样的问题。
Whatever question you might have,
不，你有什么的问题，有什么样的疑惑。
The Father has given you the gift.
父今天要赐给你一个好东西。
Ask him.
今天就来求他。
So I'm going to encourage you today to say, Holy Spirit, fill me.
所以我鼓励大家来说，圣灵啊，求你来充满我，充满我。
Help me.
帮助我。
Help me.
求你来帮助我。
Whatever problem you have.
不管你现在生命中有什么样的问题。
I encourage you.
我鼓励大家。
Give Jesus a chance.
给耶稣这样一个机会
to show you
让他来向你显明
that he really loves you
他真的很爱你
let the Holy Spirit do something for you
让圣灵为你来成就这些事
to do the impossible
成就那些不可能的事情
ask him
你只需要来求问他
keep asking
不断的求问
keep asking
不断的求问他
because the more you ask
因为我们不断不住的祷告
the more desperate you become
我们会更加的迫切。
There will be a moment, there will be a time,
就会有这个时刻，有这个机遇，
where the Holy Spirit help you to believe in what you pray.
圣灵会帮助你来相信你一直在求问的东西。
He will give you the faith,
圣灵会给你这样的信心，
to believe in your prayers,
来相信你的祷告所求问的。
And something will happen,
那么会有事情在你生命中发生。
Something will happen.
有事情会在你生命中发生。
You will experience the mercy of God.
你会经历神的怜悯。
The love of God.
你会经历神的大爱。
This is why whenever you mention Jesus as the baptizer of the Spirit,
所以当我们说耶稣是圣灵的施洗者的时候，
you look at it in a different way.
我们会有个不同的视角来看待。
That Jesus is giving you, delivering to you,The love of the Father.
耶稣是要把父的爱赐给你。
The Holy Spirit is the love of God.
圣灵的赐下也是父的爱的彰显，是神给我们的最好的礼物。
Because God loves you and I so much.
因为主父如此爱我。
That He gives the Holy Spirit as the third person of the Trinity.
他把三个位格当中的圣灵赐给了我们。
To be with us.
让圣灵与我们同在。
To empower us.
让圣灵来赐给我们能力。
So not only do we have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us.
所以我们不光有内住的圣灵。
But why don't we ask Him?
当我们今天来求他的时候。
To fill us every day.
他也会来每天都来充满我们。
And brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
The presence of the Holy Spirit is an experience.
圣灵的同在是一个美好的经历。
You experience Him.
你会来经历他。
You will encounter him.
你会来与他相遇。
The infilling of the Holy Spirit is an experience.
这个圣灵的内住也是一种经历。
You will feel him.
你会来感受。
You will feel him charging you up.
你感受他在里面给你充电。
Involve him in every day.
让我们在每天的生活当中来
Be conscious about him.
让他介入。
Be conscious about him.
每天都来思想他。
Think about him.
每天来思想圣灵。
哈利路亚，圣灵啊，帮助我！圣灵啊，求你帮助我！哈利路亚 ，Fill me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit.
充满我们。
I have this impossible situation.
我生命当中有这个很困难的。
I have this. I don't know what to do about this particular problem.
我真的不知道如何来处理这个面前的困
难。Holy Spirit.I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next year for me.
是的，我甚至不知道明天或者明年会在我生命中发生什么事情。
Help me, Holy Spirit.
求你来帮助我。
Give me the courage.
给我这样勇气。
Give me the faith.
给我这样的信心。
Hallelujah. Let's all stand.
我们站立起来。
神的国度。从天降下来，神的光辉照亮在这里，荣耀尊贵围绕在宝座前，圣洁荣光遍满在全地，天降下来，神的荣美彰显在这里，天使天君匍匐在你面前，大能同在，充满你言语，在这这里，让我们谦卑寻求你，在你殿中与你相遇，在这里，在这里，能言能力，充满在。 神的光辉照亮在这里，荣耀尊贵围绕在宝座前，圣洁荣光遍满在全地，神的能力从天降下来，神的荣美彰显在这里，天使天君匍匐在你面前， 在这里，在这里。
I just pray, O God, for those of us who are not baptized in the Spirit. Help us, O God, to receive. No matter how long it takes, we will be patient. And we will wait. And we're going to ask. We're going to keep asking until we receive. And for those of us who are seeking a fresh filling of the Spirit, I pray, O God, that you give us the faith and expectation. Fill us once more with the love of God. Holy Spirit, come. We welcome you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
Hallelujah. 大家请坐，如果需要祷告的，请到前面。神祝福大家。Hallelujah.